Why don't you open up with me in your Bible to Ephesians chapter 6. Go to verse 10 with me, if you will, please. Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. And then it tells us about the armor of God. But I find it interesting here that we're told to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Not that we're supposed to be strong. As a matter of fact, Paul talks about when we're weak, we're strong. And there's just going to be some things that we stumble up against and that are thrust upon us that we just don't have the strength. We don't have the capacity. We don't have the wisdom. We don't have the experience. We don't have the stamina. We don't have the strength to handle it. And that's why people are destroyed. Because we just can't handle it. Have you ever just said, I just can't handle this? You know, it comes out of I don't like the confession, but I think it's just a raw human response to what has been fairly, unfairly seen or anticipated or unseen, unanticipated. If we don't learn to draw from God's strength, we are going to be crushed. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Again, because of what I do, I spend a great deal of time wrestling with words and language and the meaning of the language. And it says, having done all to stand. So if we haven't done all, we're probably not going to stand. We're probably going to get knocked out of the race, knocked down, trampled on. It says to put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So if we don't put on the armor of God, what does that suggest then? It suggests that we're going to be defeated. And if we don't do this, then we're not going to win this battle. The other thing that I'm seeing here is that we absolutely, completely, totally have an enemy that is coming against us. And I don't want to get into the whole doctrine and theology of the devil here, but I mean, most of us are old enough to know, man, there's stuff going on that I can't explain, and it's just evil. Okay? And the Bible describes this as Satan, the devil, demonic. Again, I don't care where your doctrine and theology, you know there's more behind it than what you can see. And that we have this struggle. And there's a struggle that we can't, you know, just pinpoint, and we can't just completely identify. We can't, we see the results of what's going on. But this suggestion from Jesus himself through the apostles that we have this unseen enemy that is the mortal enemy of our life, and that we are going to be attacked. And, you know, I don't think I have to go into the whole list of ways that we could be attacked. That seems unnecessary. I think you know. I know. And we wrestle with this thought, will it ever end? I wish I had a better answer for you than it seems that as long as we're on the planet, we're subject to these things. And so I just find it to be vitally necessary that we learn how to do this spiritual battle, that we take up the armor of God so that we can stand against the schemes of the enemy, so that we are not defeated, so that we are not knocked out of the race, so that we will stand, so that we will be victorious. I mean, we have a lot of promises of victory. But again, what does victory suggest to you? Victory suggests to me that there is then a battle, that there is an enemy, that there's a conquest. Without a struggle, without a fight, without a war, without a contest, there's no victory. There's just, you know, I don't even know what you'd call it. But are you following me? I mean, I'd just soon not have to have a lot of victories in my life. I'd just soon be left alone. I'd just soon, you know, just chill, you know, on the beach somewhere under an umbrella with my feet propped up. But that's just not reality. So we have all these promises to those that overcome, that greater is He, 1 John 4:4, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. James 4:7, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, he'll flee from you, and all these things. But I guess I'm just here to remind you that you do have an enemy, and that he is at work, and that we need to learn how to successfully overcome. And guys, the more sometimes you fight this, let's just say with natural means, with your words, or with your fists, or with your rage, or with your manipulation, you know, all the tools that we have in our tool belt to kind of fight, you know, retaliation. It doesn't really work. It doesn't really solve it. Because this is an unseen enemy that natural forces, if you will, are unsuccessful. You know, our son Lane has been dating Mackenzie Garber for a long time, and she has to travel a lot with her new position, and therefore she's been prone to drive fast. And driving fast causes you to get pulled over quite a bit. Well, it helps. She has a little crown in the back seat, a little sash, and so, and she is able to successfully talk herself out of a lot of speeding tickets. That doesn't work for the rest of us. You know, our natural abilities are not going to get us out of a lot of these things. Now, she's promised to slow down. Okay. Are you following me? But our natural abilities are not going to win every battle for us. And I just find that we need to learn how to be victorious in prayer. We really do. We absolutely do. And so I know I've been teaching on this for quite some time, but Jesus taught us to pray. And could we just take kind of maybe the most of the rest of our time tonight. How many of you just have some stuff and just nothing's really working that well? Could you give me a little affirmation, you know, at least a nod or something? Perhaps then your battle is not against flesh and blood. Perhaps then this is some kind of a spiritual battle that can only be won in a spiritual realm. I mean, okay, I'm a sports guy. So you're not going to win a basketball game with football rules. That's going to get you in a lot of trouble. You can't just tackle people. You can't just, you know, they'll kick you out of the game real fast in basketball if you play basketball with football rules. And so I think we're trying to win our battles sometimes, but we're playing the wrong game. Therefore, we're using the wrong set of rules. That's why we're being defeated. And so we need to learn how to pray and be victorious in this realm. So let's just pray through the Lord's Prayer together. I will lead us through these different demarcations of prayer and give you space to pray out some things that are going on in your life. Can we do that together? So let's just bow in prayer and let's just begin to approach the throne of God. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, you are, just begin to pour out your heart to your Father. Begin to exalt his name, exalt the goodness of God, the power of God, the names of God. Let's just worship God for a few moments. Lord, we adore you. We magnify you. Lord, the psalmist said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." Father, there's so many things trying to magnify themselves in our life tonight, trying to say they are so important and they're so powerful and they're so overwhelming and they're undefeatable and Lord, all of these things are getting louder and bigger and brighter and bolder in our life, and we just say, we magnify you, O Lord. We're going to magnify your name. We're going to say, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. That there's no God like our God. That you're the most high God. You're the all-powerful God. You're the one who will never leave us nor forsake us. You just begin to pour out your heart and magnify God in the area that you really need him to show up big and be magnified in. Thank you that you lead us and guide us into all the truth. That you're our shepherd. We shall not want. You're our provider. We say that our needs are met by your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. That you are our victory. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. And Lord, tonight we submit ourselves to your will and to your authority. And we declare and we pronounce over our life and we ask that your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that your will be done in our lives tonight. Father, we pray that your will be done in our family tonight. For those that are married with our spouse, that your will would be revealed and that your will be accomplished. Just begin, if you have children, just begin to pray over your children by name and and pray that God's will be revealed to them and that they would be submissive and yielded to the will of God. Make yourself known, Father God, to our children tonight. Make your ways known to them. Father, we pray that they would know you, the power of your resurrection, the fellowship of your sufferings. They know the exceeding greatness of your power towards them as a believer, the exceeding riches of glory. Father, that you would reveal to our children the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and understanding, so that they might please you in every good work. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Lord, there's some things going on in their lives that is not heavenly. It doesn't line up with the kingdom of heaven. And we pray that your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we just pray tonight that our earthly circumstances would line up with the heavenly will that you have for us, the heavenly purpose that you have for us. Father, we say tonight that our family, that our children will not live beneath or less than the purposes that you have for their life. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. And just surrender yourself right now to the will of God. Thank you, Father. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Lord, we don't come asking you to bless us tonight. We don't come asking you to bless our plans. We come seeking your will. We come seeking your direction. We come seeking the purposes that you have for us. Father, I'm just fully convinced, Father God, that these new churches that we've planted, that before we even started, your blessing was upon it because it was your plan, it was your purpose, it was your will. Therefore, we walk in your favor. We walk in your wisdom and we walk in your blessing in these things, Father God, because it's your kingdom that's being advanced in your purposes, Father. Well, we do pray over Cornerstone Church and our various locations, Father, that your kingdom come. Your will be done. Your will be done in what Milan, Father. We say that the gates of hell will not prevail against the Milan Church in Jesus' name, and it will accomplish the purposes for which you have called us, Father God, in that community in Jesus' name, and that you would grant us the favor that we need with the people, Father God, and the wisdom, Father God, to reach that very multicultural county and area, Father God, that we have no wisdom, we have no experience on how to do this, Father, but we pray your kingdom come, your will be done to reach people that come from Africa and come from Asia and come from Central and South America and come from Northern Missouri. And that you would knit our hearts together in the love of God, that we would be of one heart and one mind and one voice and one spirit. And that when we come together and worship, Father God, that it'll be a little bit of heaven on earth represented in our church building there. Lord, we pray that your will be done in Cameron, Father God, as we're merging these congregations together. And Father, there's just so much opportunity for hurt feelings, for disappointments, for conflicting opinion. And Lord, we say, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. That we would surrender ourselves, Father, to Your will, to Your purposes. And Lord, that You would do something there that people would just have to say, only God could have done such a thing as this. And Lord, we believe that's what we're seeing with our eyes in that place. Father God, here in Chillicothe, we submit ourselves to Your will and to Your authority. And we thank You for the purposes that You have for our church family, and that we declare that the gates of hell will not prevail against Your plan and purpose for Cornerstone Church. And we thank You for our church family, Father God. And I pray, as the pastor, as the leader, Father God, that Your will be done in our church family and in our members and in their lives and in their children and in their marriages and in their jobs, in their health. Father God, we know in heaven there's no sickness, there's no sorrow, there's no pain. We say that Your kingdom come and Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We surrender ourselves, Father, to Your will, to Your authority. We say that our life is not our own, but it belongs to You, that we've been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, our life is no longer our own, but it belongs to the One who paid such a great price so that we could be Yours. Lord, we say to You tonight that whatever You want us to do, we'll do. Wherever You want us to go, we'll go. Whatever You want us to say, we'll say. Whatever You want us to be, we'll be. Whatever You want us to do, we'll do. Not my will, but Your will be done. We do pray tonight and ask, Father, that You would give us today our daily bread. And so you just right now for a few moments, just ask God to meet those needs that you have. That might be financial, might be something else. Thank You, Jesus. 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 Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Father God, for that next place that You meet our needs according to Your riches of glory by Christ Jesus. We thank You that we suffer no lack because we are Your children. Father, we thank You tonight that the way You take care of the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, that You take care of us. In fact, we believe, Father God, confess tonight that we are the apple of Your eye. That You do delight in us. That You take pleasure in the prosperity, the blessing, the peace of Your children. We declare tonight that Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We believe that. We receive that, Father, tonight in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Father, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Father, before we talk to You about what somebody did to us, Lord, we confess tonight that we've sinned against You in words and actions. We've sinned, Father, in things that we did not do, but we should have done. Sins of omission, sins of neglect, sins of inaction, when we should have done something, when we should have said something. Lord, we ask you to forgive our failings. We also ask you to forgive us the things that we did say, and the things that we did do, and the attitudes that we harbor in our hearts. Father, we ask you to forgive us tonight. And Lord, by faith, we say we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask you to forgive them. But Lord, we also ask you to take away this horrible feeling of hurt and bitterness and anger and disappointment away from us also tonight. And that we would be filled with your Holy Spirit, filled with love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your gifts. Fill us with your wisdom. Father, tonight we ask in Jesus' name. We do ask, Father, tonight that you would lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So right now, Father, we rise up in the authority that we have. In the name of Jesus, the name that's above every other name. We rise up as the righteous sons and daughters of God. We rise up with our helmet of salvation strapped on tight. We rise up with our core protected and guarded by the truth of your word and the truth of the Holy Spirit and the truth of Jesus himself. We rise up tonight with that shield of faith firmly planted in front of us. Say that we will not be moved, that we will stand against every attack of the enemy tonight. We rise up tonight with the sword of the Spirit, of with your word, and we say tonight that Satan, you must flee from us now. We take authority over you in Jesus' name. Now, the Bible tells us that Jesus has the name above every other name. So, I would guess tonight, in fact, I would promise tonight that whatever problem you face, it has a name. And I'm just telling you that the name of Jesus is greater than whatever that trouble is, because at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is Lord, that He rules, that He reigns, that He wins. And so I would just speak to that trouble now, and I would mention it by name, and say that you must bow to the name of Jesus. See, James 4:7 says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And so let's resist those troubles by commanding them to bow to the name of Jesus right now. So let's just mention them by name. Let's rise up in the authority that we have in the name of Jesus. Of Jesus. 1 John 4:4 quoted it earlier, but says that the one in you is greater than he that's in the world. Thank you. In Ephesians Paul prays this great prayer for the church in Ephesus. And part of that just has to do with reminding those believers of who they are now in Christ, that they've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. And he prays that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened, that they would know the hope of their calling, they would know the exceeding greatness of God's power to them that believe. And at the end of all that, and it talks about Jesus being the head, and that we are His body, and that all things have been put underneath His feet. I have time to teach it. Ephesians chapter 1. But if you put all of those puzzle pieces together, if Jesus is the head and we are His body and all things have been put underneath His feet, then vicariously all things have been put underneath our feet because we are part of the body of Christ. And we're taking, we're laying down and we're just being attacked and defeated too much when we absolutely have authority because of our position in Christ Jesus. That He's greater, that He's got a name above every other name, and that really, literally, all things have been put underneath His feet. That means all things have been put underneath my feet if I'm connected to the head who is Christ. I'm part of His body. So let's wrap this up. We've got 30 seconds. We just say, yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever. Lord, we're told not to worry, not to fret about anything, but to let our requests be made known to You with thanksgiving. And the peace of God that passes all understanding would guard our hearts and minds. And so, Father, we're going to pour out these things to You in prayer, but we're also going to give You thanks, Father God, tonight for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank You that You hear us, God. We thank You that You're working on our behalf. We thank You that the enemy is defeated. We thank You for the peace that comes. We thank You for turning these situations around. Lord, we thank You for the breakthrough tonight. Father, we thank You for the victory in Jesus' name. We thank You for it, Father. We thank You for it, Father. We thank You for it, Father God. We say to You that Yours is the kingdom, Yours is the power, and Yours is the glory. We say that You will be glorified in these situations, that You will turn them around in Jesus' name. We say, be glorified in the heavens. Be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in Your church. Be glorified in our family. Lord, we believe that we were put on this earth to glorify You and to enjoy You forever. So we say, be glorified through our lives. And Lord, I pray, Father God, for a greater level of enjoyment for our lives. For each of us in Jesus' name. God bless you. See you on Sunday.